USA Radio News.
A variant COVID strain spreading in the U.S. now to 8 states, at least 63 cases across the country. The CDC saying yesterday California has the most cases with 30. People weren't wearing masks, they weren't socially distanced, and they then got on trains, buses, or airplanes to go home. The variant strain first detected in the U.K. last month, now in 8 U.S. states, more than 60 cases total in the U.S. Columbia University Dr. Derek Cass on CBS News.
Viruses replicate with the speed by which they infect new people. And so the best way to stop new variants is to stop the spread of this virus. That's one of the reasons we're seeing these mutations, is because it's spreading so overwhelmingly in our communities.
As for England, where that mutant strain came from, hospitals there are seeing another COVID surge. London's mayor yesterday says health services are at risk of being overwhelmed. Hospitals could run out of beds in 2 weeks. The UK yesterday reporting over 1,300 deaths, the most in a single day. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.